At Husker Harvest Days, we're at the Monsanto display, DeKalb Asgrow display, and we're going to talk with Holly Butka, who is Corn Traits product lead with Monsanto. Holly, let's talk about Smart Stacks. You had a lot of seed out this year in 2010, and what kind of results are you hearing?
Well, we're really excited about what we're seeing from the 2010 results. The insect control looks really, really fabulous for both above ground and below ground insects. I think that our sales folks, our dealers, and our growers are really excited about what they're seeing. Of course, it's too early yet to have most of the actual harvest data in, but we're anticipating that over the next few weeks. One of the things that SmartStacks delivers is a reduced refuge for growers here in the Corn Belt. And what that means that is that instead of having to plant 20% of their acres to Roundup Ready Corn 2 or conventional non-BT traded seed, they can actually plant it to Smart Stacks on 95% and the refuge seed on only 5%. And we would expect, and we've seen, that the Smart Stack seed will yield considerably higher than the conventional Roundup Ready seed that's used for the refuge. So that's a great opportunity for growers that they've been able to realize this year. We're working hard to actually bring out a product, hopefully by 2012, that will be Smart Stacks that has the refuge already blended in. Will be marketed under the name of Genuity Smart Stacks Rib Complete. And once approved by the EPA, the grower then wouldn't have to plant refuge at all. It would be in the container of seed, and he could just dump it in and go.
How was the insect pressure this year?
Well, it really was variable across different parts of the country. One of the insects that we saw a lot of pressure with that SmartStacks has really done an awesome job on is corn earworm. And so we really have been monitoring corn earworm and seeing some fairly significant damage in a lot of the plots, but in the SmartStacks plots, they look fabulous.